You've heard of the top 40, the top hits of the day. Well, Marianne has the top four social media hits right now.
Yes, Bob. You know, in my effort to make you cool, a little more cool, I'm always researching the hot topics on the internet. And I came across this recent Katie Couric media piece that her staff has put together. They've done a bunch of research on it. And I thought it would be like really interesting to share.
I'm glad you clarified a little more cool. Okay, so these things have gone viral now, what you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, these are the things that, like, young people, Gen Zs, are talking about. Let's talk about these things after I'm done telling you what they are, because I want to know if you have the same feeling that I do. Okay, but they're all on social media, but especially they're on TikTok. So here are the four topics that are being talked about right now extensively that you may or may not need to know about. All right, the first one is TikTokers are obsessed with world cruises. You know what those are, right? You know how we do this fabulous cruise like we did last year, and we're doing another one in August, and we take our WGN listeners along. Well, it's like 9 days or 10 days or something like that. Well, people go on these world cruises, and they're 9 months long. And there are so many videos out there from people who are doing it, and they're describing their experience. They're interesting to watch as they upload regular video diaries, and they delve into family drama and class differences and racial dynamics on board, and also lots of videos showing their quarters and the treatment that they get on board. So here's a sample. You can listen now.
Some of the things I've seen you guys writing about is this hair. And no, I actually don't know what I'm going to do with it for the next 9 months. Hopefully this will get me to LA, which is about 2 months. So if y'all have some suggestions of what I can do in the meantime, please put them in the comments, because no, nobody in my family does hair like that. The other thing we were asked about was excursions. Yes, we are looking for suggestions of free and low-cost things to do in the different stops. Or if y'all have some family members who want to take us around, please let us know.
So they're concerned about hair? Is that it? Among other things? And some of them give you a tour also of the cabin.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of these videos I can't even post because they are just like moving videos, and you see, you know, their quarters, and some of them are like really cramped quarters, others are bigger, but anyway, there's a whole drama thing there, and that, you know, it's really it is really cool to see. It's very addictive. You go down a rabbit hole for sure.
I can see where people would want to live vicariously through these folks.
Yeah, and also the drama that goes on. I mean, it's wild. All right, you can really get lost in that one. All right, then there's this older sister trauma. So if you have siblings, you already know pretty much about the petty arguments and resentments that can brew in early childhood and throughout life. Well, now you can just look up older sisters on social media and you'll see what they're talking about, and you're probably going to be able to relate. I don't know. Can't let you listen to this one, because most of these postings here are done with music in the background and written out incidents about something that happened with their older sister. Like the time that my older sister stole $1,000 from me and ran away from home, things like that. So, but that is a very obsessive topic that people are talking about.
Now, are you interested in that?
I could not care less, and I don't have an older sister or a sister at all. I only have stepsisters, and I love them.
Just checking.
Okay, so the next one is day 93 of not washing my hair. So this is a simple one. Recently, a young woman named Kyla has made videos documenting her daily routine of styling her unwashed hair. And her efforts became infamous on day 93 for some reason. And now she's way past that. She's like past 100. And you can watch the video, and it's called Day 93 of Not Washing My Hair, but there are a lot of postings about this. And at one point, though, you know, you have to be warned, she does comb out a dead moth.
Lovely.
So there are thousands of comments begging her to end the streak, people saying that they'll pay her to wash her hair, or a debate on whether she'll wash it by day 200. It's all pretty dumb, but that is what people are talking about.
I wonder about these young folks.
Okay, so the last one is tipping. So this one started with a TikToker saying she was implementing a new tipping rule this year. And here's some of what she said.
Tipping culture is out of control. This is a list of people I'm not tipping in 2024. I'm not tipping at the drive-thru. I'm not tipping for Froyo. I'm not tipping for Auntie Anne's. Yes, they ask for tips there now. And I'm not tipping on to-go orders. Anyone who sets their own prices, I will absolutely not be tipping you. If you need a medical qualification or license in order to administer the service to me, I'm not giving you a tip.
Okay, well, of course, TikTokers are unleashing their various opinions about this. Lots of angry people also agreeing that that tipping has gone wild and they're not tipping anymore, or they're tipping only certain people. And then there are videos that are being posted by people who would be tipped. And they're angry, too, that this video is going around and that all these young people are now saying they're not going to be tipping.
See, no, I can see that as going viral easily, because everybody's been talking about that since the pandemic with the machines they give you for your credit card, and you're tipping everybody. So I get why that's hot.
Yeah. And so my question to you is, do you care about any of these things? Because I'm just wondering, do you care about these topics? Like, would you go on the internet and, you know, find out about the girl who can't, you know, is not washing her hair, or, you know, the... I don't know, sister trauma.
No.
I just found these to be so stupid. I don't know. I mean, but...
Well, like I say, tipping, that's kind of interesting.
I don't want to sound like an old fogey, but I wish that these young people would, like, read a newspaper or something and find out what's happening in the world, or listen to WGN radio in the morning and find out what's happening in the world.
Well, I'm there a millennial, go. And I have to agree with you, Marianne. I think that it's ridiculous, and social media is what kicked off all this. I think that everybody thinks they're a star and their information is so valid.
That's the situation. You know, Walter Cronkite didn't bitch about the news. He just ended the broadcast by saying that's the way it is. It's a winter weekend, so we need something to sort of warm the cockles of our heart, Marianne. What do you got on the Savvy Planet site?
Well, on Savvy Planet, this week, if you're a subscriber, you will receive a recipe to, it's called cream of malanga soup, or crema de malanga. Oh my goodness, it is so delicious. And you know, I've spent a lot of time in Miami lately. It's a root vegetable that's healthier than potatoes and easy to make. And you've got to check this out, because it's definitely soup weather, and this will really warm you from the inside out.
I love the way you say the name of that. Say it again.
Crema de palanga.
Thank you very much. It's 8:50, 10 minutes before 9, go to SavvyPlanet.com for that recipe, and you'll get free ones every week into your mailbox. Put a dash in the middle of Savvy and Planet, Savvy-Planet.com.